The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome to Happy Hour. And for those of you who receive an end-of-year letter from IMC, every year there's a bookmark that goes out with it, and then there's a quote, and there's a little bit of a, discussion. Well, what is the quote going to be? What's the image going to be? And all this kind of stuff every year. And this year I wasn't involved with it. In the past years I have been, and this year I wasn't. And you guys probably can't see this, but I just want to show that it's like a flower, and there's some green and there's some words. And I'm going to read the words. So the idea is just a flower. And in the back, it probably says, is it backwards for you guys? It might say, may all beings be free from suffering. And then it just has IMC and IRC kind of our information. So what I want to talk about a little bit are these words down here. So this is a quote from the Dhammapada. Dhammapada is this probably the most, in fact, I think it is, it's the most commonly translated Buddhist text. So it's a collection of verses, and it's really meaningful for a lot of people. And it's been translated, 20, 25 different translators have done it. So they all have like different flavors to it. And many of you know that Gil Fronsdal, the kind of the founder of IMC, he translated it. And it's one of the main ones that gets sold on Amazon now is his translation. And he's just now going through and tweaking some of his translations and making little adjustments. So this verse is from the Dhammapada, and it goes like this. As a bee gathers nectar and moves on without harming the flower, its color, or its fragrance, so a sage walks through the world. I'll say it again. As a bee gathers nectar and moves on without harming the flower, its color, or its fragrance, so a sage walks through the world. I love this idea, like starting with, as a bee gathers nectar. But sometimes we might have this idea like we should just give, or, we have to, somehow we're not allowed to gather nectar. We're not allowed to gather things that are sweet and nourishing and pleasant and helpful. And for a bee, right? Certainly it's nutritious and maybe helps them keep them alive. But then the emphasis is here that, and then moves on without harming the flower, its color, or its fragrance. There's something very sweet for me about, we could say without harming the flower, but he's also talking about the color and the fragrance. Like, this is not the same thing as nectar. It's something else that's beautiful about flowers. There's more to flowers than just nectar. And so it's like, kind of allowing ourselves to be nourished, to be supported, to taste this sweetness, to gather what's helpful without harming. Maybe that's what we say is kind of this practice, maybe is a big part of this practice. And so I would say that loving kindness practice is a way in which it helps us to move through the world without harming, as well as allows us to move through the world and gather nectar, those things that would be helpful, right? With an open heart and a more spacious heart and warm heart, we're able to receive, and we're also able to not harm. And I think both of these are important. It's certainly not harming is important, but also receiving. Sometimes we tend to neglect that and think that receiving is not spiritual or something like this, or that we should do it or something like this. I don't know, but I'm going to say this verse one more time. As a bee gathers nectar and moves on without harming the flower, its color, or its fragrance. So a sage walks through the world. Right as I was saying that, it occurred to me, oh, funny, in English, the word sage, right? It's a herb as well as it's a wise person. So the stuff about plants and wisdom, I guess probably herbs don't walk through the world, but there's just something nice, kind of like orienting to how herbs maybe add spice to our food or something like this. There's just, for me, some sweetness and tenderness without being sappy and sentimental. Okay, so with that as an introduction, let's do some practice. So we'll take an upright posture. Just settling into the moment, settling into this experience. And just feeling what it feels like at this moment. Would it be too much of a stretch if I suggested that just as a bee gathers nectar, we can gather this feeling of being supported and connected to the chair, the cushion, a couch, on whatever we're sitting, and allow ourselves to feel supported, literally. Doing a gentle body scan, seeing if there are any tightness or obvious areas of tension. And if so, just resting the awareness there without insisting that it be different or be otherwise, but sometimes just by bringing our attention, those the body to relax a little, to soften, to open. Sometimes it can be helpful to do just tiny, really small postural adjustments. Just as, especially with the spine, allowing it to be in alignment, one vertebrae on top of the next. And resting the attention on the sensations of breathing, just feeling how the body moves with the breath. Just staying here with the breath. Right now, there's nothing else to do. Just hanging out with the sensations of breathing. And then to begin our loving kindness practice, bringing to mind a lovable being. Someone for whom it's easy, simple, uncomplicated to connect with, and a feeling of warm-heartedness. An imaginary being currently in your life, a being formerly in your life, whomever. Connecting with this lovable being. And as a support for that connection, we can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Connecting with this lovable being. And checking in with the body. There might be, it's okay if there isn't, but there might be a sense of ease or openness or warmth or softness in the body when feeling connected to this lovable being. If there is that experience, allow it to be a support for you. Maybe allowing the experience, that sensation, to get as big as it would like. And then expanding our loving kindness to include a good friend, close family member, somebody with whom we have a relationship currently, or maybe a memory, someone with whom we have this close relationship, different than the lovable being, recognizing that sometimes there's little bumps in the road. Doesn't mean we don't care about them. Just means that sometimes humans aren't always on the same page. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Wishing our friend safety, happiness, health, and ease. And then to extend our loving kindness even further, to include ourselves. So important to include ourselves. Sometimes it might seem the most difficult category or of person or being. So imagining ourselves, whether an image or tuning into the felt experience. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Is there a way that sending loving kindness to ourselves is a way of gathering nectar, supportive, nourishing, sweet? And then extending our loving kindness to those we don't know. That can be helpful if there's a particular individual that we don't know, as opposed to just the generic category of people we don't know. So it might be somebody here on this Zoom call, a name. Maybe somebody you see occasionally in the neighborhood. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Again, this verse goes, as a bee gathers nectar and moves on, without harming the flower, its color, or its fragrance, so a sage walks through the world. Is there a way that loving kindness, well-wishing, goodwill towards even people you don't know, is a way in which we're gathering nectar without harming? It's a beautiful thing to wish others well. And we feel that. And I think to end with some equanimity practice is such a support for this idea of non-harming. So for equanimity practice, bring into mind somebody that you care about, and there's a little bit of friction sometimes. Maybe you're a little frustrated or annoyed. Not the most difficult person you know. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 2 or a 3. Bringing this person to mind. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. It's a phrase we can use. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. There's a way in which practicing equanimity in this way, this particular way, supports equanimity arising in other arenas in one's life. So even though we're practicing it just in this one type of situation, makes it more likely equanimity will arise in other types of situations. I wish you happiness, and I cannot make your choices for you. So this idea of a bee gathering nectar without harming others, just a reminder that, you know, we could really stretch this analogy and thinking that, well, bees also sting, right, when they're feeling threatened. So this isn't like just a passive sweetness, ooey gooey. It's like, you know, there's limits too that they are setting. They're just not harming. Except maybe when they feel like they're under mortal threat, and maybe they are when they feel like they are when they sting us humans. So I'd like to put you into some breakout groups, and you'll have an opportunity to talk about this idea of the bee gathering nectar without harming the flower, its fragrance, or its petals, its color, or its fragrance. These different aspects of these things that kind of support, make a flower be a flower. So I'll put you into groups of three or four. And it's really nice to just make one point at a time and then let it go to the next point, next person. And they make one point and then it goes to the next person and then they make one point. So in this way, it kind of like levels the playing field between all the introverts and the extroverts and allows everybody to have an opportunity to say something, as well as make it so that one person doesn't end up doing a tremendous amount of speaking, and then there's just, you know, 30 seconds at the end for the last person. Nobody likes that. So for the purpose of this little breakout group to make the circle in which you'll go around, why don't we do it in reverse alphabetical order? So I think it's easiest to just figure out alphabetical order and then just go the opposite order. Rather, if you're like me, I can't remember, like, now it is X, is that before Y, after Y, you know, just go in alphabetical and then do the opposite. So you guys will be in a group and for 14 minutes, I think, and here we go. Uh-oh, my video did this earlier today. I'm just going to turn off my video. Yeah, me and my computer, just not, that's just, I don't know, it's been one of those days. So welcome back from the breakout rooms. Does anybody have a comment or something they'd like to share? Nope. Yes, Jerry.
Thank you, first of all, for the, I always appreciate some of your quotes at the beginning. And I guess what it reminded me of, both the, about the bee and then about equanimity was, of course, the bee is benefiting and the plant benefits, but you don't want, it's like a balance. You don't want to, you know, like take too much and be greedy, otherwise you could harm things. And at the same time, you want to allow space. So it reminded me of both in life, the simplicity, the complexity, and you know, the potential for harm in relationships. So thank you. It was quite helpful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, with this idea of moderation, or that we have to be sensitive to, well, what is harmful to this flower, quote unquote, you know, and yeah, how can we gather nectar in a way that's supportive without causing harm and with equanimity? Thank you.
And I want to make a big shout out of thanks for all of your generosity and kindness and helpfulness over these years, of particularly of COVID. It's been extraordinarily helpful.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, a few people have sent me some chats and I was feeling a little sad, like, oh, I'm not going to be doing this, but I'll still be here. And I wish my camera worked, but does it work again? Oh,
there you go.
Okay, it's working again. Excellent. Yeah, so I'll be here next week, and then I'm off sitting in retreat. I'll be gone for a number of weeks. But okay, so we're at the top of the hour, and so I'll see you guys all on Tuesday. So I wish you a wonderful rest of the week and weekend. And if you'd like to unmute, we can all. So we can all say goodbye together. Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Martha.
Nice to see you,
Karen.
Thank you
so much. Bye bye.
Thanks, Diana. You're welcome.
Oh, hi. I have a quick question for you.
Yes.
I'm new to the group, and thank you. It sounds like